Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weavesday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate. Good morning, Belle Starr.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to Weavesday Wednesday. October 14th, 2015. What's going on in the world? What's happening? Want to say hello?
A lot of stuff going on this weekend.
We got to say
October is a busy month down here in the Southwest.
Yeah.
It is filled with walks for different ailments.
Yeah.
Cancer walk, AIDS walk, I think the MS walk and the epilepsy walk was all on one same weekend. So, you know, this is big for the cannabis industry because these ailments are on the as the qualifying
conditions yeah.
for these people. So my big question is why we're still walking for some reasons is to earn money for the charities, but you know, when we really look at it, cannabis is coming to the forefront as a cancer fighter. And it's showing more and more to be what am I trying to say here?
I don't know.
A
help? What are you trying to say?
A cease of the walk. I mean, if in the years to come, as more cancer patients are using this medicine, there's going to be really less to walk for.
Well, we hope. We hope more and more people. Well, everybody just needs to walk because it's healthy. So forget it. Get out there and walk. Right? It's healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody walked to the radio show this morning. It was very healthy.
It's
very energizing. Well, welcome to Weavesday Wednesday. If you're not walking, walk. And take us on your walk. You can stick us in your little ear pods. And you can call in 646-915-8421. We want to say hello to Opal out there this morning who's listening. Opal from the dog park. We'll give dog names. So hello, Opal, and everybody else at the dog park. AIDS Walk is this weekend.
AIDS Walk was
last weekend, along with Meet Yourself.
Tucson Eat Yourself. And there was quite a few other things, a couple charity events that were this weekend. Bernie Sanders was in town.
What did Bernie say about marijuana?
I actually left before that got to be said, but I don't think he brought it up in this.
He didn't bring it up.
But he did say on his, if he lived in Vegas and it was coming up on the ballot, he said he would, and vote for it. Hillary, on the other hand, said she is holding off at the time and not really giving her stance.
She's not commenting?
She's saying she's waiting for more evidence, even though she said that over a year ago.
More evidence of what? More research. Oh, there's
research and evidence.
That's what I was going to – we need to ask Regina because that's everybody's beef about everything. There's not enough research. There's a lot of research out there. There's millions of dollars worth of research out there that our own government has done that we need to check out.
There's been more research done on this plant than any other plant in the world. So, I mean, or pharmaceutical.
I'll give him my own research.
Yeah.
I love it, Izzy. I love it.
Hey, guess what? The Netherlands are back. Good morning, Netherlands.
Good morning. We haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. Hello. How are you? What's going on? Are you going to vote for Bernie?
Yeah.
What's your morning strain? And send some photos. They always have good photos. So, yeah, it's so important to find out who's thinking what about marijuana these days.
It's such a big thing. And with talking about this, I wanted to bring up marijuana could change the 2016 election. Several states will be voting on whether or not to legalize marijuana in 2016 election. We know for sure that Arizona, California, Nevada, Maine, and Massachusetts will be voting on the issue, and that Missouri, Michigan, Florida might join that group soon. This is how the question arises: will states voting on legalizing marijuana affect who becomes the next president? Nevada, Florida are both sought-after swing states. Whoever wins in these states often wins the election. So how do things change in the upcoming presidential election if marijuana is likely to be legalized in these states? Related to these 17 states could have legalized marijuana after the next year. The backers for a lot of these marijuana initiatives are smart. John Hudak, a fellow in governance societies at the Brookings Institute, told Attention they recognize the turnout for the issue that have a bit of liberal slant do better in a presidential election years. When turnout is higher and younger people of color, and non-traditional voters tend to come out and vote. When you run these initiatives in off years, you run the risk of a more conservative, older voting pool who's less likely to support something like marijuana legalization. Not only do liberals leaning initiatives typically get more support during presidential elections, Hudak said, things like marijuana legalization also tend to bring out voters who otherwise might not have chosen not to vote. They are voting because there's an initiative on the ballot, he said, that they can actually help Democrats. So having these initiatives in swing states, in particular in the presidential election year, is something that the Democratic nominees are likely to benefit from. We have the evidence that happening in Washington and Colorado in 2012, he said, who adamantly opposed the legalization, who are most other voters consistently anyway. And you can read more about this on our Facebook.com, so go ahead and check us out there, and Belle will be posting this on the Tumbleweed site. But this is just kind of talking about where this marijuana is going to be going, because it is such a big thing, and the presidential candidate who is ever stepping up to this job is going to have to tackle it, and it is a big one to tackle because we're right now.
And it's going to have to be on the forefront, too. It's not anything, Hillary, you can put on the back burner and just wait for it, Sister Sledge.
Exactly.
Because he'll call in. You call in at 9 o'clock.
You keep on knocking, but you can't come in.
We call in at 9. I mean, she calls in at 9 every time, and it's not okay. She needs to call in at 8. So
this was another thing that was...
Well, the other point, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think the great point you made in there was it's getting a part of our people out there that aren't voting, which is the young kids, the 18, our teenagers.
They see early, this.
Our early millennials. They don't vote. They're not as much.
Yeah. These are,
but they're coming
these
out.
Are the kids who had to go through the D.A.R.E. program. You know, these are the ones that have had... say no to drugs.
Come to their high school every month and talk to and scare them about, facts that aren't real.
Real
drugs.
Exactly.
Telling you that you're gonna overdose on wax and overdose on edibles and.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This is what they talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is easily
really
put into the school. Cannabis is still shown.
2012.
As,
he was saying that was happening.
Yeah. 2012.
3 years.
High school. I had a cop officer, so and so come. It was the same officer, and he would come every single month, hop to a different class. I happened to get him at least 4 or 5 different times throughout my high school span. And he would come in and say, oh, there's a new thing out there. It's called butter. It can kill you. You'll overdose on it. Yeah, he literally told an entire class of kids that you can overdose on butter, on just can of butter.
Huh.
That's great. That is so funny.
And things like that. It would be a different line every time you'd come, but it was always just a big scare tactic. And there's people who would feed into it. I mean, most of the class obviously would be like, okay, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
But there definitely were the people in the class that were like, wow.
Oh, I fed into it all until I was almost 21. I thought marijuana was bad, and it was, you know, of course, I had alcoholism in my family, so I thought anything that was medicine or alcohol or drugs was bad. So, you know, but I believed into it right until I was almost 21 when I tried it for the first time. And then I started doing my own research and gathering education because I was, you know, yelling at friends for doing it until I did it. And then I was like, wait a minute.
Then you fell in love.
You guys were right. It ain't so bad. Let's go to Denny's.
I think more than it's a conscious thing. It's a conscious thing that you have to experience. But at least if you experience it, you have more of a place to put it in perspective.
Yeah.
And not judge it per se and not judge other people for using it. There's a reason people use alcohol, and there's a reason why people use cannabis.
But
so.
For the same reason that police officers and these organizations are going to your school, they make you judge. They
mm-hmm.
they
put
convince
to judgment.
You to judge.
Well,
you
they put fear.
They do. They
it's the fear
you to judge
that they
people because they're not really going to educate you about the truth because you're not going to overdose from these things. But I will say this: there are side effects, and there are side effects that aren't pleasant for people. I know people that have tried pot and cannabis, whatever you want to call it. They don't like it. It doesn't make them feel good. And they don't have to do it. That's fine. And there are some people we know that have done way too much on their first go-around and end up in bed for 8 hours throwing up and sleeping all night long, ruining a good day
mm-hmm.
in the Napa Valley. Not saying. But when you have to be careful. I'm getting upset more and more when I hear people say, there's no side effects and there's nothing that can hurt you. Well, that's not true. If you have low blood pressure and this lowers your blood pressure even more, from a nursing standpoint, that could be very, from a you know medical standpoint, that could be very not good. That could be very, you could pass out, you could hit your head on something, you know. If you've got anxiety, stay away from sativas. These things can create even more anxiety. So
mm-hmm.
with any medicine you're putting in your body, even food, whatever you're putting in your body, you have to A, know your body, and then B, know what you're putting into it. And know, see what the side effects of anything are. Too much caffeine. Some people can't do it. Makes them jittery, makes them sweat, makes them just cuckoo. Some people, it puts them to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to know what it is you're bringing into your own system and how it can work. And that's the problem with pharmaceuticals, we find out, especially with that thing you played last week. That was awesome. About the pharmaceutical rep that is going rogue and now telling everybody what the pharmaceutical companies have done to people because basically what she said was the pharmaceutical companies train their staff to go out and lie to doctors and nurses and staff and hospitals and to convince them that the side effects really aren't that bad and that this medicine's a lot better than last year's medicines because it's purple and not pink and they don't use the same food coloring, it's different, it's better, you know, and people are still getting sick. And then you got the cocktails going on, you know, and you just don't know. You have no idea when you put 1 + 2 + 3 + 7 + 14 pills into your body, what they're all going to do to each other, and to your liver and your kidneys and everything.
Well, it messes up your whole center console.
Yeah,
your
it does,
whole
yeah.
center console is effed up after that.
This is true. Well, we have a little blog going on about music and plants. Yeah.
Bell knows how to
get out and vote. That's what we're saying. We come back.
Get out and vote.
Get out and vote. Just
yeah,
go vote.
All the
vote.
Time.
So vote.
Congress and Senate need a change, and that's not going to happen unless you vote when there's not a presidential candidate. So make sure you're voting any
in between. Yeah, we've got
the only way we're going to reform the laws is if we change it across the board. The president can't do it by himself.
That's right.
It's not the OB. We don't have a king.
This is true.
I wanted to know, do you want to read this last part? This is
yes,
the related
it.
Real
wait,
reason why
it?
Marijuana is illegal in the United States.
Okay, here it is. Are you folks ready? Get ready. I know. Where's the drum roll? Do we have it again? We do. It's on here. I should get to my... Kind of a long drum roll. Whoever's doing that one.
Yes, they need to redo it.
Yeah, redo. All right. Oh, my God. To date. To date. And where are we getting this from?
This is...
Marijuana World? What is
this?
No, we don't know. Is this on our Facebook?
Yeah, this is on
our Facebook. Okay, just go to Facebook and you'll find the source. Because somebody yelled at us about sources the other day. And dudes and dudettes out there, we're just reading the news, man. Don't be yelling at us. Don't bite the news dog that delivers your newspaper. All right. To date, none of the candidates have come out in support. None of the candidates have come out in support of completely legalizing marijuana, which many argue would be better than decriminalizing it. But some have said positive things about medical marijuana here and there. Hudak believes focusing on medical marijuana could lead to a broader discussion about the role of government, about health care, and about our veterans' issues. Among Democratic candidates, Hudak said that thinks Hillary Clinton would essentially continue what President Barack Obama has done, which is maintain the federal and observe the states that legalize marijuana. As for Bernie Sanders, Hudak is surprised that he has not been more vocally supportive of marijuana. All Sanders has said is that he supports ending the war on drugs, supports medical marijuana, and thinks marijuana should be decriminalized. That's quite a bit. On the Republican side, Rand Paul, well, the only thing he says is, let's end the war on drugs, let's legalize, decriminalize it, and give it back to you. But that's all. That's all we want to do with it. Just put it back in your hands. That's all. You do with what you want. On the Republican side, Rand Paul is the only candidate who shows any sign of supporting marijuana policy reform, and he mostly just talks about medical marijuana. The 2016 presidential hopefuls ought to be more concerned with positioning themselves to be on the right side of history than on trying to appease a vocal minority that is woefully out of touch with both changing public and scientific opinion, Armentano said. Wow. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we've talked about it so far. We have on our news page a list of candidates and what they're supporting, what they aren't. That looks kind of scary. This is a video of
it's 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Marijuana and the history of why marijuana is.
And I have a guessing that it's all about. This looks like Reefer Madness right here.
Why don't you plug it in for a second and take a preview, a pre-listen, and I'll read about a little study. A little study says youth marijuana has decreased since 1999. Check this out, a little study. New data reveals that fewer high school students are using marijuana than in the past, even though more and more pro-marijuana laws are being implemented, and marijuana as a medical and recreational substance is becoming more accepted in the United States. The Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health report reveals that marijuana use among American high school students is lower than it was 15 years ago. They found that only 40% of teens in 2013 admitted trying marijuana, a decrease from 47% in 1999. People have been very quick to say that marijuana use is going up and up and up and up in this country, particularly now that marijuana has become more normalized, said the lead researcher. What we are seeing is that since 1999, 3 years after medical marijuana was first approved, the rates of marijuana use has actually fallen, but we will be watching those states where recreational marijuana use has been legalized to see if that leads to increased use among teens. The researchers will closely be watching the recreational marijuana states, Colorado, Oregon, Alaska, Washington, and the District of Columbia, in order to get data on usage rates in states that have legalized marijuana. Well, I don't know about you, but $11 million in sales in Colorado in the first week that went to adults. Hey, that's pretty good. Well, not well. 18 and over. Is it 18 and over in Colorado or 21 and over? What is it?
21.
Pretty sure it's 21.
Just like alcohol.
Wow. Yeah. Very interesting.
I think you can get a parent guardian if it's in medicinal.
Yeah.
That's the other realm.
Yeah.
It's really great how it works up there. I think if you're from out of state, you get actually taxed a little bit more than if you live in state.
Okay.
So if you have a friend that lives there, have them buy your food. Your bud.
Your bud.
Have your buds buy your bud.
There you go.
Helping out a state like that is pretty amazing. I think we're going to see a lot with Oregon. There's so many things happening now. Oregon is going full swing. $11 million in their first week. So that was pretty incredible. I mean, that blew everyone out of the water. So,
yeah.
Pretty amazing stuff.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Right on. Absolutely. And you can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com to do that. You can go to 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103 to do that. You can call 520-838-4430 and find out. You can email thctucson at gmail.com. And you can go online. And if you just type in probably marijuana in Tucson, will come up. But if you want to get certified and you have one of these conditions, PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, I guess that would be some, whatever is, what is it? What's that? Oh, behaviors, behavior conditions and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. That's something that we should talk about that, because if that's a behavioral thing, is that considered a mental illness? Is Alzheimer's a mental illness? I mean, because if it is, then why aren't other
it's a
mental condition.
Mm-hmm.
What causes Alzheimer's? Do we know?
Like a deterioration of your brain.
Okay. Well, I just find that was interesting, because if the behaviors are coming from this, then other behaviors, I think, should be accepted as well. Lots of things cause behaviors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we get a lot of patients that have anxiety.
Could be accepted.
Yeah.
Same idea, that behavior is caused by what's going on in your body, you know? So.
Right. Which is why anxiety should be on there, you know? I think there's a lot of things that cause anxiety, and cannabis really relieves.
But you're talking about punching and hitting and beating people up because you're, you know? The same thing with ADHD or autism,
mm-hmm,
anything
mm-hmm.
like that. It's the same idea, you know?
It's a calming.
What?
It's calming.
Oh, very calming.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
you're saying the agitation of Alzheimer's.
Well, that's just one of the, it's the behaviors, because what does that mean when you read, you know, if you have agitation of Alzheimer's disease, what does that mean? There's probably a whole slew of things.
Yelling and frustration, and some person who's your daughter walks in every day and you don't know who they are, and you're crying, and you're that kind of
thing. Well, and physical things, you can do physical things that you're not aware you're even doing, you know, eating or, like you said, punching and things like that. You might not even be aware of what you're doing. So, you know, you got to check into that. And this is and this next section of the list here is really jam-packed here. So check this out. We're reading the list of ailments. If you've got this, you qualify for Arizona's medical marijuana program. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, a chronic or debilitating disease, or the medical condition or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease, or a medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristics of multiple sclerosis. So there is a lot in there. When you read that, this list covers a lot. People come to us and they say, oh, I've got migraines, but it's not on the list. And they go, well, you know, it is basically on the list under chronic pain. So if you've got a condition that causes chronic pain or nausea or spasms or seizures or, you know, characteristics of these kinds of things. Fibromyalgia causes that. Migraines cause that. IBS causes those things. A fractured backbone causes these things. I mean, there are all sorts of things that people come in and get certified for that are not technically on the list, but that fall under one of these categories.
Right.
So before you dismiss it and say, oh, it's never going to work for me, you know, you can even come in and give some hemp oil a try. We have non-psychoactive hemp oil, 100% organic, made in Canada from Vital V. You can come in and check it out. We've seen arthritis patients. I've seen Parkinson's patients. I've seen their tremors go away, darn near away in front of me just by using tincture of hemp oil. We've seen migraine patients, you know, lose their migraines in a matter of moments after taking them. But like I said, you know,
Helps with sleep.
Yeah, it helps with sleep, helps with anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would like to try this, the hemp oil, you don't have to have your card for it. You can just come in and get some literature, and we'll talk to you about it, and we'll tell you that the little kids are using it, 2,000 milligram tinctures of the hemp oil, because it's non-psychoactive. There's no high in it. There's so little
It'll
THC. There's like trace amounts of THC.
Combat the high of THC.
It can. Yeah. So does what, acetylcholine? Is that what we're reading in the ECS therapy guide?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so check it out. Go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and check out the certification state. So you can even book an appointment. There's a little button right there. You can just book it, click it. It'll take you right to the appointment block. You can get on the calendar, pick out what kind of certification you want. Do you want a regular certification for $85? First time, come on in. Would you like a renewal? $65 for your renewal. We give you a bit of a break. The state does not. Your state fee is still $150. Unless you're on food stamps and you can prove that with the card with your name on it or the award letter with your name on it, then you get a $75 discount off the state fee. If you have old records or records that aren't within the last year that the state requires, come on in for an evaluation and we'll help get some records established for you. That's $50. And if your doctor's signing your paperwork for you, right on. More and more doctors these days are doing that. But it's kind of a pain to process, so bring it to us, and for $35, we'll make sure that the state gets your pretty picture and your ID and your money and your doctor's certification form and your attestation form, and we'll upload it and download it and fax it and scan it and send it and blow kisses on it and make sure you get certified. So come on down and check it out. But it's pretty simple, and it's not as scary as everybody might think, and it's a lot of fun. And you want to know what else is a lot of fun?
Like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up. Got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge. It used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high. Looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped. Shit, I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey, Obama! hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. On the run, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm going to smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, this is awesome. I didn't say the F word. My mom would smack me if I'd done that one. All right, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. How's it going out there, folks? Yeah, so lots going on. We got politics, we got health, and basically this is just a human rights choice. This is what I always come
back
to.
We like to roll it all in one show
and
give it to you as a present.
I thought you could say roll it
all. You can unroll it and smoke it.
That's right. You think you go on your day and you think about this, and you think about the fact that this is a non-toxic plant that has been used for tens of thousands of years. Probably existed, who's got the pickle? Probably existed long before mankind even had. In fact, there was an article just showing that it has, in fact, it was here long before we were just growing freely in the wind. Animals were probably, dinosaurs were probably...
It's a prehistoric plant, that's for sure.
Eating the heck out of that, man. How do you think they got the energy to tank those?
They got
yeah, man, they had the munchies like 24 hours a day. That's not even fair.
It's an alien plant. Have you stared at one of them?
Yeah.
An alien plant?
Yeah.
It's pretty much, especially with the green light at night.
Someone told me if you look at it,
it
looks like it has five fingers. If you look at the leaves, it's got five fingers. It looks like a human hand.
Well,
and it works exactly with our body.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wanna see what a pot plant in the rainforest is.
Oh, star. We're 5 points.
Uh-oh.
Five fingers.
There it
five
is.
Toes.
Beginning of time.
We're just getting it.
Oh,
it's
wow. It's been in our
it's
cartoons.
It's happening right
we didn't
now.
Know it.
Weeds Day Wednesday.
We've been watching.
October 13th.
Oh, man. 2015.
October 14th.
What day is it?
All right, it's October 14th.
Don't.
The
14th. Look at this.
Land, yep, that's what they were. Land before
that
time.
That was just a giant pot leaf.
That was a giant pot leaf.
Can you imagine the
buds
on that
And look
plant?
How happy.
He's a dinosaur.
And look how big that leaf is compared to him.
Hello. They were in search of that. That was the whole thing.
They're in search of like a
they were in search of that
2,000-pound plant. Oh, my.
Because it helped everyone.
I'm not saying.
But.
I'm just saying. Amen. It's a
we
good
go
day.
Back to our history.
Oh, that is cute with this little pot leaf.
We go back in history, where it pretty much says it.
Where is that timeline, anyway?
What timeline?
The history timeline. You had a really good little history time up
I
there.
I do?
You did. You didn't even know how good you didn't even know how good you are.
Are you talking about...
What are you talking about, Willis? Did you know, did we talk about this last
I've
week?
I've said a lot of stuff.
Out. Open Museum opens a marijuana-centered exhibition, which I get to go to next week. Woo-hoo! How many days until Madge? Madonna gets to see me next week. She's so excited. She's calling Kane.
She
like,
put it on her Facebook.
I know. She's like, you're
she's like,
you
I get to
coming
see
back.
This bitch next
I know.
Weekend.
Oh, my God. She can't even handle it. She's had nothing to do with her hair.
She's like, I'm hanging up on you.
That's right. All right. Well, in California, where we're going to be hanging with Madge, Governor Brown signs a landmark cannabis legislation. On the afternoon of October 9th, 2015, Governor Jerry Brown signed a package of bills that will, for the first time since 1996, regulate the medical cannabis industry in California. The legislative package consisted of three bills, SB 643, AB 243, and AB 266. California Growers Association Executive Director Hezekiah Allen celebrated these signatures as a historic moment. These signatures mark the culmination of thousands of hours of hard work. A diverse coalition of stakeholders came together to develop and advance the best policies for California. The three bills work together to provide a foundation for solutions, but policy experts expect the work to continue and even intensify in future years. We are confident that the legislature will continue to be vigilant and develop solutions, but the real focus on our work will now turn to working with regulators and our members to successfully implement this new program, Alan said. The new licensing scheme requires authorization from both local and state government to do business. Local governments will maintain the authority to restrict or prohibit commercial cannabis activity. This balance between state and local authority is a key principle of the legislation. Local government and law enforcement are the most important partnerships for business owners seeking to be licensed. We are actively working to build stronger relationships in communities up and down the state to ensure that implementation is as smooth as possible. The regulatory framework restricts vertical integration. Supporters of this concept argue that it will prevent the development of abusive monopolies. Opponents argue that it restricts their ability to grow their businesses. Opinions aside, the legislation passed by the state legislature provides a historic opportunity for cannabis businesses to be licensed and thus be lawful operators. The legislation is very strong on protection for independent businesses, Alan said. By preventing the consolidation of large conglomerates, the legislation creates opportunity for existing independent businesses to transition to regulation. It is important to the success of this program that it be accessible to currently operating cannabis businesses. Otherwise, the legislation will have little effect. So awesome. So they're basically putting in, you know, some guidelines, rules and guidelines for people that have these, you know, crazy businesses out there that aren't following them and that need to. And there we go. We've got three new bills signed on. So we're going to be watching closely. To see what's happening there. Who's that, Mr. Robert Platshorn? I see
it
on our Facebook
page. Robert Platshorn.
What's Bobby saying these days?
He's doing
we
a
love Robert.
Cannabis vaccination campaign, and this is his. We can do it. I'll pause it, but.
Okay.
We can.
What's he saying? Robert Platshorn was the federal. He was jailed for the longest time, almost 30 years, for trafficking marijuana. Came out with a vengeance and has been leading the Silver Tour, a tour to take senior citizens to the Capitol and all over this country to say, hey, we need this plant, and you should have it. So two summers ago, he took three busloads of senior citizens over to the White House, and they lobbied, and they got to meet all their constituents up there and tell them that grandma loves to smoke pot.
Loves it with all them hot.
Grandma loves to smoke pot. Should grandma
I mean, what a
pot?
Great person to be going out and talking to the senior citizens of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Platshorn was in prison for 35 years?
Almost 30 years.
For some of the largest drug.
For trafficking.
Trafficking
marijuana. Yeah.
And he's an older guy, but knows a ton. And has been in the system and has been working with politicians.
Oh, he was in the system before the system
was a system.
Going. Yeah, he's been around it all. And a lovely man, this
mm-hmm.
guy. And also, he was the Ginsu knife guy in the 70s, if you don't remember that. That's awesome. But he does. He puts on what he calls a show. And we love Robert. You got a little clip from this is Cannabis Facts. It's a national campaign he's doing to promote cannabis. And let's see what he has to say. All right. We're on a PC
tour. A nonprofit supported by concerned Americans and the Palm Beach County offices of Michael Minardi, focused on all aspects of cannabis law at MinardiLaw.com. A long-term study from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center and Rutgers University, published by the American Psychological Association, followed seventh graders for over 20 years and found, quote, there were no differences in any of the mental or physical health outcomes, no link between teen marijuana use and the later development of psychotic symptoms, cancer, asthma, or respiratory problems, regardless of the amount or frequency of marijuana used during adolescence. This was Cannabis Facts from SilverTour.org.
Right on. So you can go to the SilverTour.org. Next, sorry if you didn't hear that too clearly. We can plug that in next time.
Yeah.
Tech guy was supposed to do that. Tech guy was supposed to plug these things in from above.
Well, anyways, Robert Platron's doing a whole new campaign bringing out Cannabis Facts. And that's really what it's all about. It's getting the education out there and the real education that's out there. These are things that have actually been proven they're not from anyone who has, for people who have actually used the plant and know exactly what's going on with it. So Robert Platschern is merely out there talking to people about the real facts about cannabis and why it would help all of us medicinally and economically.
And spiritually and recreationally. And, you know, I think we need to acknowledge recreational cannabis because our country is so recreational. This whole planet is. We look what we do for the Olympics. Hello, do we not like to play games?
Seriously.
Do we not like to recreate? Did you guys look up the word recreational from recreate? This isn't about taking a moment out of life to sit down and relax and enjoy whatever it is. People use alcohol all the time to do
that. And we know what that does to
and
your body.
And we totally know what that does. You can die from that stuff. So it's fine to recreate. People, get out there. Be recreational. Go out. Have a good time.
And be responsible while you're recreational.
Play baseball around your office. If you've got more than two people, you can play a game right there in the office. Get a baseball, blow it up like they do at concerts and things, you know. Come on. Let's recreate some more. So I think it's all right. Margaret Cho, who's coming to Tucson on the 18th.
Yes.
Dang it, Margaret Cho's going to be here, you guys. You need to go see her. She's going to be here down at, where's she going to be?
Mm-hmm.
The Rialto, possibly. Just look it up. Oh, my gosh. I'm so bummed I'm going to miss Margaret. But Madge is calling, so we got to see Madge. Anyway, for all of you Ohioans out there, Ohio might annul citizens' marijuana arrest records. The pro-marijuana group Responsible Ohio is trying to get a measure onto the ballot that will expunge records of criminal convictions for previous marijuana offenses that would no longer be illegal.
That is awesome.
Isn't that awesome? I think all of our states do that. The measure is known as the Fresh Start Act and needs about 92,000 valid signatures to force Ohio lawmakers to either act or let voters decide on the initiative in the November 2016 general election. The group says it has collected over 235,000 signatures of registered Ohio voters. Our communities have been devastated, as you would expect, when you remove millions of young men of color and export them from inner cities to prisons. Reverend D.L. Perryman said, you have an effect on the children and the women who are left behind, on their schooling, their mental health, their behavior. This fresh start is the first step in rebuilding the community. Early this year, Responsible Ohio successfully managed to get an Ohio medical and recreational marijuana legalization measure onto the November ballot. Right on. There you go, Fresh Start Act. I think when California was trying to do the California legalize like wine, that was one of their clauses on their act, was to get everybody out of jail for that kind of stuff. And it's not just men. That's what I wanted to say. Sorry. Women are getting busted for this stuff too, just like men are. So, and it's not just black people, it's everybody. Everybody needs their records expunged if they've got stupid little I had a pipe miss, you know, felony in their charges that's thrown them in jail and caused taxpayers
non-violent crimes
and families
for cannabis
mental
should be let go.
Geez,
that's
come
all
on.
There is to it.
Yeah, sure should. And you know what, we got that from azmarijuana.com. We love that website. You can check our ad out on that website. We're now doing house calls. For those of you who need a doctor to come to you, there is an additional fee. So you just call us up or email us at thctucson@gmail.com. You can call 520-838-4430 and talk to us about what your specific needs are, where you might happen to be living, because it might be a little extra gas fee for, you know, those in Benton. Who knows? but call us up. Our doctors are ready and willing to come to you. There've been a lot of questions about, you know, what happens if I'm in hospice or someone I know is in hospice or we can't leave the house or somebody's terminal and they can't move or whatever. We'll come to you. You just let us know. You shouldn't be suffering in your home or in the facility that you're in. No one should take that right away from you just because they say you have to go somewhere. So give us a call. We will definitely come to you. Right on. What you got over there, Cannabis Kid?
So it says, how this weed study may help end the painkiller epidemic.
Looks like a good batch of cookies on that plate there.
Yeah, it does look like a nice little center of a walnut in there.
Yeah. Go for it.
It says, before we go any further with this article about weed and doctors and addictions, I want to make it clear that I know very little about weed and even less about being a doctor. And I'm completely and thankfully ignorant about addiction. This is the issue of painkiller abuse in the United States is incredibly complex and incredibly sad. And like most incredibly complex and sad things, there's no easy solution to fix this problem. But there's definitely a problem. According to the Center of Disease Control, 46 people die from prescription painkiller overdoses every day in the United States. Between 1991 and 2013, prescriptions for painkillers has increased by 172%.
Oh my gosh, from what year to what year? 91 to 2013?
I want to attempt to unpack the many reasons for the Medtronic increase in painkiller prescriptions. Although Austin Frank does not do a very good job of it in his New York Times article, but it is clear that, and these are the words of the Food and Drug Administration, not mine, opiate abuse is a devastating epidemic facing our nation.
Sure.
And while I have made a career writing dick jokes and burrito essays, I feel wrong and maybe even disrespectful to speak out on a potential situation to this complex and devastating problem. That being said, I will proceed with this. A recent study by the McGill University, which shows that no adverse effect after long-term use of medical marijuana to treat chronic pain, appears to be a promising step in finding a solution to the epidemic of painkiller abuse in the United States. According to the study published in the
distractingly goth sounding Journal of Pain. Ooh,
sorry.
Yeah, that is distracting.
In conclusion, this study suggests that the adverse effects of medical cannabis are modest and comparable quantitatively and qualitatively to the prescriptions of cannabinoids. The results suggest that cannabis at the average dose at 2.5 grams in current cannabis users may be safe as a part of careful monitoring pain management program when controversial treatments have been considered medically inappropriate or inadequate. I've spent my time reading McGill's study, researching medical marijuana, and trying to speak with managers at marijuana dispensaries to better understand the implications of the study, but so far only definitely lessons. I have learned is people at medical marijuana dispensaries don't really like talking to the press, so I'll stick to the most basic facts. Fact one, painkillers are addictive. Fact two, marijuana is much less addictive. Fact three, in 2011 alone, opiate pain relievers were involved in 16,907 overdose deaths. Fact four, dying from weed overdose is, in the words of the National Institute of Drug Abuse, not very likely. Fact five, in states with access to medical marijuana, 25% fewer people die from opiate overdoses annually. McGill University study is neither perfect nor the last word on the long-term effects of medical marijuana, but at least it represents an important step towards the widespread use of medical marijuana in pain management. Certainly, medical marijuana is not the right choice for every patient and every situation, but when compared to standard painkillers, it is far safer and less addictive and a way to treat chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
And since the amount of research I have done into painkiller addiction has made me feel like an abstract in the swamp of sadness, allow me to present one of the other benefits of marijuana has given the world safer, less addicting medicine.
What is this?
I don't know. I don't know if we want to even go with that. But you can read more about this on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
You're like,
I'm
right here.
I know.
Intrigued.
I can't handle myself. There's a video, but I've got headphones, so.
Yeah.
Oh, and it.
Are you scared yet?
I'm stopping it. So.
I knew you were going to get scared.
Guess what? That was a little too psychedelic. And no one else can see or hear it, so what's the point?
It's probably best that way.
Yeah, it's probably. We're going to keep you safe, mm-hmm. guys. We're here to educate you and keep you relatively safe. Cannonball Run for Vets kicks off in support of veterans and PTSD awareness. The second annual Cannonball Run for Vets kicks off education and awareness campaign tour in Port Richey, Florida, October 17th. 2015 Magical Butter and the Weed for Warriors Project kick off the second annual Cannonball Run for Vets for Cannabis Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Treatment to highlight the mounting evidence surrounding the issue of PTSD. The cross-country education and awareness campaign will begin October 17th in Los Angeles, California, and stop along seven major cities as it heads towards the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., for the culminating Veterans Day event on November 11th. Magical Butter embraces the use of cannabis as a treatment for debilitating ailments such as PTSD, explained Garen Angel, CEO of Magical Butter. Our vets deserve alternatives to the narcotics that are currently being prescribed. We partnered with the veterans for the second annual Cannonball Run to make a difference. More troops have been lost to suicide than combat, and this must change now. The 2015 Cannonball Run for Vets is in support of veterans treating war trauma with cannabis. Stops include Los Angeles on the 17th, Denver on the 24th, Phoenix on the 26th, if you guys are all getting ready to run, Nashville, Tennessee on the 30th, Atlanta, Georgia on the 5th, Charlottesville, Virginia the 6th through the 8th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania the 9th, Washington, D.C. ends on 11/11. All right. So I say we get up there for the Phoenix one. We're going to be there anyway on the 26th, so may as well just bring our running shoes and run. America's veterans are seeking an alternative pathway away from harmful narcotics being prescribed to them that lead to addiction and suicidal tendencies. They are requesting for the VA to allow cannabis therapy as an option for treatment. On Veterans Day at the Washington, D.C. run, veterans plan to join in an emotional march carrying their empty pill bottles to the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue, symbolizing their immeasurable suffering with painkiller addiction from failed PTSD treatment. Through the events of the Cannonball Run, veterans and their supporters aim to advocate for the recognition of cannabis as an approved PTSD treatment alternative to dangerous narcotics. We are a nation awash in the blood of our dead patriots. This movement is to express veterans' discontent with a system that has been abusing, ignoring them for far too long. As federal patients, we require that cannabis be recognized by the Veterans Affairs as a viable alternative to dangerous SSRIs, opiates, and other commonly prescribed drugs. We know from recent reports that cannabis has statistically lowered the overdose suicide death rate in states where it is legally accessible. As federal patients, we require federal access, said Iraq combat veteran Ricardo Perrieta, operations director of the Weed for Warriors Project. So you can participate about the Weed for Warriors Project. Weed for Warriors Project's sole purpose is to advocate to the Veterans Affairs Administration on behalf of all veterans. Founded in 2014, the WFW Project aims to allow veterans the freedom to use cannabis as a recognized medical alternative to harmful psychiatric drugs without any discrimination or unjust actions against the individual. W4WP has started in the San Francisco was started in the San Francisco Bay Area by an OEF, United States Marine Corps veteran who found himself from his service-connected disability through cannabis and the fellowship. Oh, he found relief from his service-connected disability through cannabis and the fellowship of other like-minded veterans within the cannabis community. So you can check out Weed for, the number four, Warriors Project, weedforwarriorsproject.org, and I'm going to put that on our little blog up there so you can all check it out. But that's pretty cool, and I think we should run. Well, I know someone who should run. I probably wouldn't last very long, but someone else could run just fine. And run for, I didn't say. It's a 5K? Oh, I could do that. 3 miles? I could walk, run, maybe, crawl. I could do it. 26. It's up in Phoenix. And we just did the weedforwarriorsproject.org. It's on our blog. You can check it out. www.weedforwarriorsproject.org. Let's all run. You can do 3 miles. What do you think, Candace Kidd? Do you do it? Are we all in?
I will walk, run with
you. There you go.
I'm down.
Faith King's in.
I won't die.
And Izzy's in, for sure. Totally for sure. Now we've got that statement. Okay, you walk over here. It was at least a tenth
walk.
Of a mile. You can walk it.
Let's underline that again. I walk.
Yeah, so walk, run. You can,
at a casual pace?
However you want to do it. Roller skate. Oh, I think we should go on roller skate. I'll do that.
What's slower than walking? I did that.
I crawled. Yeah, for me, roller skates, because it would get very hard.
Strolled. I strolled.
Strolled along. Let's just take a stroll.
I'll pay one of those people to make me.
Okay. Oh,
or a
oh, yeah, we should totally do
get a rickshaw. They have them down there.
Let's go on Camel. Let's do it. All right. We'll do it. We'll hire someone to ride us around. Ching, ching, little bell. We'll pass out summer weed flyers. And if you're a patient, bring your car. We'll throw you out a joint. All right. Can we get in trouble for that? No, it's a free. It's a patient-to-patient complete free exchange, man.
I don't think it's valid in public, though.
Oh, dang it. All right, fine. Way to be a law-abiding citizen.
So I wanted to add a new segment to the show. It's called What's Appening on the Tumbleweed.
What's Appening?
What's Appening?
Woo-hoo, I love it.
So this I was on here the other night, and I was just having a really good time.
On the...
It's
mobile.tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
Really, really nice. I enjoy it a lot.
If you go to tumbleweedhealthcenter.com, the very first page... has a picture of a cell phone, click it. It'll take you right to our mobile page. And the mobile page is fun because you get huge pictures. But if you're on your cell phone or if you're on the mobile page, there's tell them about it. There's coupons and information.
There is a ton of things and easy to use.
Very easy.
And for the older folks out there,
yes,
really easy to use.
Yeah, it's just a push of a button.
You're wanting to know how to use your smartphone on here. It's call us, bam. You call them, and it goes right to your, it's just incredible.
It goes right to your phone. It just calls, dials you right out. That was a fun feature.
That is a fun feature.
Yep. You can book an appointment right there.
You can listen to the radio show.
Listen to the radio show right there.
And I think that's one of the most important parts of this whole little while.
Do you know how many radio shows we have? And we're, big news, we got back on iTunes. Woo-hoo! So we're back on iTunes. So everybody, and thank you to my bestie in Apple.
You can listen
that
to
one.
Past.
I thought we were still on iTunes.
Present.
We weren't.
You can't listen to future episodes yet.
Well,
we haven't gotten
can,
that episode.
Tell us. Tell us how we're going to be and tell us who's on so we can get ready.
God knows we need all the help we can get.
Yep. Amen. If you want to come on the show, you can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, go to the radio link, go anywhere over there, click a button. I'm sure you'll get our email somehow. Call us, 520-838-4430. If you dare to call while we're on the show, 646-915-8421. We have had a whole host of people on our show and just a ton more coming up. The Southwest Cannabis Summit.
Southwest Cannabis Conference is coming up on the 27th, 28th. Right now, they're having half-price pass tickets, so if you wanted to go, now is the time to pick these up. It's a really good deal. I can't tell you what it is. I just know that they're half off now.
Yeah, and so everybody and their brother are going to be there speaking. Kyle Cushman's going to be there. I can't wait to see him again. That's fun.
The social networking and the networking that you're going to get from this and people that you're going to meet are going to be incredible. So.
Yep. Everybody and their cannabis brothers are going to be there, so you should definitely check it out. And we will post that on our website as an event. This weekend, we got Pride coming up. And if you go to the events page, Pride is Saturday. There's still a lot of confusion, but I believe Pride is Saturday. It says so on the Pride itself little logo. It's Saturday, October 17th. So we've got confusion out there. Pride is Saturday, October 17th. We have to say it again. Friday, Saturday, October 17th, noon to 8 p.m. This is the 38th year. They're expecting 10,000 people to come and hang out there. Almost 100 vendors are going to be down there. Some of Weed Sales Center will be down there. And if you mention that you heard us on air, we'll give you a free little something. So come on down and check it out. We're going to have all sorts of information. There's going to be music and food. And tell us what else goes on down there.
Music, food, drag shows, I mean, Big. Entertainment.
You know what's going on.
Fun for the family, all of that
kid
stuff.
Kid friendly.
There's a family fun
right?
area. I haven't been in a while, so I remember
entrance.
It was $10 to get in
one year. 1 year?
Well, but is that connected to that?
TucsonPride.org, and I'll fix that link too.
We'll look it up. I'm not exactly sure.
But check it out. Come anyway. Even if you have to give a couple bucks, it's for a good cause. And with, I bet there's going to be marriages down there this year. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, that's
probably a very good possibility. You've got dancers, you've got singers, you've got entertainers, you've got Tucson's Pride in the Desert. There it is. Thinking about getting married, trying to find a wedding venue. There it is. There'll be the October will be the 1 year anniversary of gay marriage in Arizona. So they will have people officiating down there. So check it out. Oh my gosh, that's going to be super fun. We're going to be down there hanging out with our fun new shirts and banners. And gates open at noon. Oh, let's see. Here we go. General admission is $12. Active military and retired seniors 55 and students get it for $8. 12 and under are free. And if you want a VIP admission, I'm not really sure what that entails, but it's probably very cool. It's $50. $50 for VIP. So there you go. Noon to 8, $12. Otherwise, if you have a discount of some sort, military, senior, students, it's $8.
Nice. Alcohol, bring your ID.
Bring your ID if you want to be partaking in alcohol.
And a driver or an Uber.
Or have somebody bicycle you home. Like we're going to bicycle
Rickshaw
around the...
Yes,
pay your friend to bicycle you home.
Yes. Hey, that's a good idea. All right, you know what else is a good idea? This is a good idea. To say thank you to everybody out there. We love We'd Say Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in. I think next week we might have a special guest on. We will see. Could just be somebody from the conference coming up. You never know. Woo-woo! It's a good conference. All right, so come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. You can call 520-838-4430. You can email thctucson@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on
Twitter.
MySpace.
Pinterest. Instagram. Pinterest.
Yeah, we're doing
follow
that.
Follow us on all our social media.
All social media. And just come get certified. It's painless. You might have to wait a little bit.
You might even learn something.
But there's so many ways to occupy yourself there. We got movies, organic coffee and tea, and fun things to do. High Times magazines for sale. You can read that too. There's candy. Yeah, there's always candy. You guys like your sugar fix. Come and get it. Come and get it. But remember, we love you and always
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
We'll see you next week, folks. Get out there and recreate.